Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Inspect a Gadget on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. On the phone, I'm joined by our resident Inspector Gadget, Christopher Lim, digital editor at the Business Times. Today, apparently, we're talking about laptops. I like laptops. I haven't changed mine in 4 years, so it's a bit Smithsonian here with me. Christopher, tell me something I might want to buy.
Okay, maybe I might have misled you. Not laptops per se, but really, what's a portable computer experience if you just have to pick one device? And actually, there's three different universes you have to choose from these days, which is good. I mean, choice is good. There are Chromebooks, there are Windows machines, and there are MacBooks or iPads. So, I mean, three broad families. And, you know, you often give me grief, Clarissa, for highlighting really expensive stuff. So I really wanted to talk about Chromebooks because they really are an incredible, affordable option. It's not for everybody, but very, very much there in terms of bang for buck. Okay, so we're going to talk about the Asus Chromebook CM3. That's our example of Chromebooks. And they come in all flavors, shapes, and sizes. I mean, Asus actually has a new fancy Chromebook that's, you know, $1,500. So it goes all the way up there. And they are actually Chromebooks. If you go, you can go on Lazada and Shopee, and you'll notice that they go for as little as $200, and they get the job done. We are looking at a current model Asus Chromebook CM3. It's $649. Okay, and really is a full-featured computer, really a full-featured laptop, and maybe all. It's not for everybody, but it may be all that many folks need, whether you're a student, whether you are an office worker, whether you're a writer, whatever. And it's very impressive for the price, okay? $649, I tell you, includes what? Includes a keyboard, you know? Includes stylus.
You make that sound like it's not an option in every context, the keyboard and the stylus.
It's very rare these days to have them bundled with the goods. We'll find out as we talk about the other devices. But really, this is sort of a gold standard in affordability. It sort of illustrates how affordable Chromebooks can be. Okay? So for the retail price, $649, you can find less than that, actually. You have everything out of the box. Comes with keyboard, comes with stylus, and pretty much full-featured. But caveats are, don't expect to be able to run Windows apps on this. Chromebook means you have to live in the Google universe, right? It doesn't mean that you can't use Zoom, but you have to use the Chromebook, the web version of Zoom. It's not the normal version of Zoom. If you have to download, say, Microsoft Word, you can't download Microsoft Word on this. You have to use the web version or actually use Google Docs to open the Microsoft Word or Excel or PowerPoint file. And that works most of the time. If you happen to run across one stubborn one, really complex Microsoft Word file, PowerPoint or Excel file that you have to only open in Excel in Microsoft Office, then you're out of luck. Okay? So and that's the caveat. You have to live in the Chromebook universe, which means everything needs to either be in a browser or a Chrome app. So that's the caveat. But if you can live with that, wow, the bang for buck is something else, you know, and up to 12 hours of battery life and comes with everything out of the box. And it's more, this is more of a convertible thing. I mentioned it comes with a keyboard, right? That's because it's a convertible tablet sort of form factor. So it's a tablet with a detachable, magnetic detachable keyboard cover and comes with a stylus all out of the box. Retail price $649. And just bring it up because that sort of establishes the entry price for a laptop these days, the Chromebook. So that moving up is obviously Windows, I guess the most common option, Microsoft Windows powered laptops. I thought I'd highlight the Microsoft Surface Go 3, which is a new model, and it is also a tablet that converts into a laptop. But the keyboard cover is not included, right? So we're talking about, you know, is it always included? It is not always included. So $600, you know, $599 for just the tablet. You want the keyboard cover, it will cost you, starting price $138 onwards.
Okay.
For the keyboard cover.
But this is cheaper.
No, but it's cheaper. I wanted to highlight an affordable Windows 11 option. And okay, Windows 11, again, new version of Windows. So this comes out of the box, Windows 11. It's cheaper, but it doesn't come with the cover. So if you add on the cover, the retail price is $737,
Okay, so you're saying the Chromebook from Asus is better value?
It comes with everything. So it depends what you need. But if you have to use Windows apps, if you have to download stuff regularly rather than use it on the web in a browser, then maybe you need something like this where you can actually download stuff, or if you have to use Windows apps such as Microsoft Office, if you absolutely have to, then Chromebooks are not an option for you. And this is, again, the entry level for a Windows convertible tablet, right?
Okay.
So with a cover, $737.
Okay, so then my question would be, how is this different from a full-on laptop?
Yeah, it's a question of form factor. So Windows, and we use that as our basis for discussion. A laptop is like a clamshell, right? The top part of the screen, the bottom part is the keyboard plus the CPU and all your ports and all that, and battery and all that. Whereas when you're talking about a tablet, everything is built into the screen, built in behind the screen, and you don't necessarily have to buy a keyboard at all. You can use an on-screen keyboard. And the difference compared to, say, an Android tablet or an iPad is that it actually is, in the case of Windows, a full-blown computer. There are no ifs or buts. It'll run everything you need. There are no, you need a full-blown computer to use it. It is a full-blown computer. And Windows 11, which was just released, it's Microsoft's newest version of Windows, is the most tablet touchscreen-friendly version of Windows so far. So that helps you survive with just the screen if you don't have to do a lot of typing, okay?
Okay.
So that's the difference.
And in any conversation that we have, there's got to be the Apple comparison.
Yeah, no, because it's different. It's different, okay? Yeah, so Apple is split into your iPad and your Mac OS. So the laptop, right, is a MacBook powered with Mac OS, and that is the full-blown Mac laptop. And starting price is about $1,500 for that, the MacBook Air. So it's a lot more expensive. Yes, the latest entry-level iPad is about $500, okay? And you can get a keyboard cover for that. That will make it sort of similar in form factor to the Microsoft Surface Pro, Surface Go 3, and the Asus ProBook CM2 we talked about earlier. You can buy a keyboard for that. The keyboard is $239. So, $500 plus, $239. So roughly there, slightly more expensive, but not massively so. But what you get is an iPad with a keyboard. Fortunately, there are things you can't do on iPad. You just can't. There's some things you can't download. There's certain things you can't do. There's certain website features you can't access on a laptop. Certain things you can't do. You can't download certain files or manipulate them in a certain way on an iPad. And so on the Apple platform, in the Apple world, it's really split. If an iPad's not enough for you, you need a MacBook Air, which is the entry-level Mac laptop. And as I mentioned, $1,500. If you're okay with the limitations of an iPad, okay, $500. And because it's a very, very focused tablet experience, it is the best tablet experience within those limitations. The iPad really is the best tablet, but within those limitations. You can't do everything. So if you say, I just need one thing, I need to buy it for my kid, or I need to buy it for myself as a worker, or my spouse or friend, and it needs to function as the one, just one device, it would be, I must say, the Surface Go 3 would be one device, because you can do everything. There are no limitations. You can download everything, run almost everything, right? So that's a caveat there.
Okay, so if you only were going to consider one of these things for your mobility, and you're probably going to, at that point, work on a more powerful, more traditional computer, desktop or laptop in your work environment, then which one thing would you recommend?
The Chromebook. Again, so you just mentioned, Clarissa, that you assume that when I get to the destination, whether it's work, whether it's school, university, or classroom, whatever, and there is another computer there. Well, then take a serious look at the Chromebooks and see if they do it for you in terms of capabilities, because bang for buck, I mentioned many of these start available, price starts online about $200 onwards for an older model. And the one we're talking about right now, the Asus Chromebook CM3, retail price $649, comes with everything, keyboard, stylus. So if you can live with that, it's a very, very attractive option. 12 hours of up to 12 hours of battery life. The Surface Go 3, battery life up to 11 hours, so similar amount of battery life. I would say, see if you can live with the Chromebook. See if you can. Not everyone can, but if you can, the bang for buck is really, really attractive, especially if you are buying it as an additional device for yourself or for a child, or you simply would like to spend less money, which is a good idea in general, yeah? But it's not a bad thing to spend less money.
I could never disagree with that.
Yeah. So, but okay, the caveat here, if I love an iPad, I want the best touchscreen tablet experience, you get an iPad, but a lot of things you can't do. Entry price $500, but some things you can't do. Then the Chromebook, the one we're talking about, $649. It can do more things than the iPad. It can do more things productivity-wise than the iPad. But again, not everything. Okay, so that's the caveat. If you need something that you don't have to think, top stamp confirmed, will be compatible with everything, you probably want a Windows 11 machine. And hence, in this discussion, that would be the Surface Go 3.
Okay. Now,
$600.
Just for argument's sake, because I can't see what it is you're talking about. The Asus Chromebook looks like a laptop, kind of.
No, it looks like an iPad, basically. It looks like a tablet.
It looks like a tablet with a keyboard.
Yes, with a keyboard magnetically attached that is like a cover, and then it folds and covers the screen. So it looks like an iPad with a keyboard cover. That's what it looks like. Same thing with the Surface Go 3, though I can, you know, the Microsoft folks are probably shaking their head. It does look like an iPad. Oh, but big caveat, the Surface Go 3 comes with a kickstand, so it comes with its own stand built in. One thing the iPad doesn't have. But yeah, form factor-wise, it's a tablet with a detachable keyboard cover.
Okay.
That's what it looks like.
All right.
They all look the same.
I still need a laptop, though.
Why do you need a laptop?
Because I need big, big memory and big, big computing power.
Why do you need lots of memory? Why do you need to download stuff?
Because that's what I get paid for.
You're talking about work. You see, that's the thing. So audio professionals, such as yourself, Clarissa, video professionals who need to download working files, and we're talking hundreds of gigabytes, and then after a few working files, you know, terabytes of data already. Yep. For you, then, the Chromebook might not cut it. The iPad, with some caveats, might not cut it. You're probably looking at a MacBook Air or a Windows device, such as the Surface Go 3, or one of the more expensive options.
Or a MacBook Pro, as the case may be.
Again, battery life also matters. So I mentioned the MacBook Air. Immediately, your battery life goes up to 18 hours, you know, MacBook Air. And you go on MacBook Pro, we're talking in excess of 20 hours of battery life. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Whereas these tablets we're discussing today, 10 hours plus, just around 10 plus hours of battery life is decent, but it's not quite all day battery life by today's standards. All day means you can do whatever you want on it, right? And then you don't have to worry about battery life. So it's good battery life, but it's not quite all day.
Okay, so it sounds to me like this is the stuff that you carry to go to various meetings or client meetups or a few lectures for the day, but you do your heavy lifting work on a more traditional computer. So this gives, this is a mobility option.
Yes, but I have to highlight that for some people, it might be the only device because you can only afford that.
Right.
Or mobility is your life. You know, you're a Grab driver, or your work is whichever a table, or cafe table, or food court table is available to you. That could be your work. If you're an insurance professional, for example, you know, need to bring this around. So it might not be, but yes, if this is a supplementary device, makes your job easier, you could consider all of them. If this is a supplementary device.
Okay. I am understanding why it is that you are talking about this today, because mobility is going to start to become more of a concern once more of us are allowed to work in the office and get back to whatever new normal we might hear about when 2022 rolls around.
Yes, but remember, ask yourself, what are your constraints? is this a supplementary device? If it is, hey, then you buy within your preferences and your budget. Is it going to be your only device? Then bear in mind the constraints outlined. There are some things Chromebooks can't do, some things iPads can't do. Windows devices tend to be able to do them all, but at the expense of sometimes price, sometimes battery life, etc. So bear your needs in mind, because some of these things come with constraints.
All right, got it. And on that note, this has been Inspector Gadget on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is our resident Inspector Gadget, Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times. You're with Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.